Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. AJ is in a box for 24 hours listening to a horrible song.
Yes, over and
on
over
repeat.
Yep.
To raise money for the toy drive.
Yep.
And part of it is every time we hit $1,000, AJ will go up in the K&J bucket truck.
Right.
75 feet.
Like 750.
75 feet.
Okay.
It'll be a little speck in the air.
Once you get past 50, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
What's on the phone here, Phil?
People are pretty upset, and they're also offering some additional things that AJ could maybe do
additional
instead.
Things.
They're upset with AJ?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think people had already made some donations. You know, we've been talking about this $1,000 level to hit. AJ goes up in the bucket. There are already donations that have been made.
Okay, so everybody's upset with me because I don't want to die. Interesting.
We're going to get Kyle from K&J on the phone in a second. Trucker Kevin.
Good morning.
Morning, Trucker Kevin.
Hey, I think we can have AJ get a zip line. And when he goes up to 75 feet, he has to zip line back to the ground.
Oh, so in other words, instead of the truck bringing me down gently, I got to zip line it because, you know, step out and then take a chance on falling from the zip line or the zip line breaking, things like that. Okay.
Let me write this down. Hit a car.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right,
you've become a stuntman now.
Right. Actually, maybe a bird or something, you know, my hand slips. Ah! I land a brand new Chevy. Yeah.
I thought AJ would like that idea.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for being creative.
Thanks.
Brain.
Don't worry, AJ. You're going to have a harness on. You'll be harnessed off. They can just pluck you out of the bucket with the crane and lower you to the ground with your harness. And there's also a wee pole in the bucket, so in case you have a little accident.
There's a wee hole?
Drain out.
A wee hole?
I've never heard that before.
A wee hole. Okay. Wow. Trust me.
All right, later, guys.
All right, thank you.
The person who thought of this idea should be standing under it.
look who's on the phone. Oh. We got Kyle from K&J Tree Service. Good morning, and thank you for the bucket truck.
Good morning.
Morning. By the way, I just want to thank you for that quarter zip pullover work shirt. Oh, my God. That is great.
I was thinking I'd maybe give AJ one for being a good sport, but now I'm a little reluctant.
Wait, I got a better idea. Let's talk about why this whole truck thing. Why am I doing this? 75 feet?
He's not forcing you to do it.
No, I know.
Keith came up with the idea.
Right.
But we approached Kane. Remember Kyle when I met him, he said, anytime you're doing anything raise any money.
That. Yeah.
Let me know.
I appreciate that. He's a very, very good person, a good citizen, and a good businessman. But why 75 feet? You do realize we're really close to an airport, right?
I'll be right in the airport. You're not scared of heights, are you?
I'll be right in airport traffic. I'm not fond of them. I mean, I'll go on a tall skyscraper and look out the window, but I'm not suspended out in it.
I mean, you sway a little bit left and right, 75 feet up.
Yeah.
The swaying.
Yeah.
The swaying.
And people were showing me pictures of these bucket trucks, like, on their side.
I'm sure we could find an old harness or some rope we could tie you with and keep you secure.
Who needs a new one?
There's got to be one laying around somewhere.
There's got to be an old one in back I could find.
I'll buy one of my own. Where you go? Where
yes,
do you shop?
Funny. I was walking through the parking lot of McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven, and I hear this loud sound. And I want to just go, you know how when a giant bird flies over you, the shadow startles you?
Yeah.
I was startled, and I look up, and it's a friggin' it's a giant plane.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they fly low. I'm just sitting there, duck. I'm going to get sucked into a jet engine. That'd be like this, like meat coleslaw. Come out the other side, like a puree. Where's AJ? Over here.
You see that mist on the cars over there?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
AJ.
Yeah, the guys who prep the cars in the parking lot.
There's a flip flop over there.
Power washing me off cars.
Well, you can get one of those little beacon lights and blinking lights and put it on your hard hat.
I'm going to look like a radio tower.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, there's a reason they got those lights, and so the planes don't hit them.
We got to write this down. The light with the helmet with the little light on it. Oh, hysterical. Kyle, tell us about these K&J Tree Service bucket trucks. I mean, they're all, they look brand new to me.
They look brand new, yes.
Yeah, they look nice and clean.
Right. Like, how stable do you make these things and whatnot?
Do you want us to bring one of the new ones? I was thinking we could bring one of the old ones out of the back of the lot, get it all fixed up, ready to go for
well,
the event.
Well, naturally, you want to represent yourself in the best form possible by having a brand new truck out there.
It would be hysterical if, like, a line broke or something, you just got stuck up there.
A line break? What kind of line break? Wait, what line?
DJ, this bolt just fell down. Could you look and see if you could figure out where this came from?
I will shimmy down whatever the thing is, and I swear to God.
It's for the kids, AJ. It's for the kids.
I will shimmy down like a guy coming off a palm tree.
So who's operating this bucket truck?
Yeah, they're like sober, right?
So the trucks have two different sets of controls. We can, if we choose, I think we should take a vote on this.
We can
give AJ controls.
No.
In the bucket.
No. No.
But we have an override
I'll be upside
down.
Down
at the bottom. We could shut the override off and control it from the ground.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's probably the safest.
Right. I'd like the option to be able to pull myself down, though, if possible. Like, if I don't like it, just, like, hit reverse.
Is there a lever that, is there, like, a poor option? Like,
exactly. Yeah, I don't want to dunk myself.
I dump.
Right. Next thing
see, AJ, we have the option on the ground. You don't have the option in the air. We can override and shut your controls off.
I don't like this.
You could just be up there suspended for...
the more money we make.
And as soon as I come down, I'm ripping your throat out.
Can you flip him like an omelet?
No.
Like flip him out and then catch him?
I mean, we could even just hang him right from the lanyard.
What happened?
It's got a complete back strap. It straps on both legs, full body harness. There's a D-ring right in the center of your shoulder blades.
What the hell is going on here?
You ever see one of those old toys where you hold the cup and the ball's on a string?
Yeah.
And that's going to be AJ.
It's going to be you in a moment.
Flip them into the bucket.
Or can you play like beer pong? You get two trucks and you kind of flip them out of one and try to catch them with the other.
Play cornhole with AJ.
Cornhole. It's going to be a chair in a second.
I can just picture him up there with the hard hat and the blinking light on the top of it.
Oh, I think that's going to be hysterical.
Well, makes one of you.
That's going to be my mission today, to find that hat with a light.
Yeah.
Kyle from K&J Tree Services on. Thank you so much for donating this truck.
I appreciate
AJ,
it.
What? On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you?
Let's go 11. Let's go with 11 on this one.
But you're okay to do it for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Not really, but...
yeah. 75 feet. That's higher than this building, isn't it?
75. Yeah, I think so. That's like seven stories, right?
We're three. Yeah.
Five and a half. Yeah, story somewhere between 12 and 14
feet.
It's not an exact measurement.
That's still tall.
Five and a half stories.
That's tall in this building.
So it's almost twice.
This building's four stories, so that's another story. So that's
the term we use is candlestick. We'll put the bucket straight up and down like a candlestick.
Straight up and down?
That seems stable.
That seems worse. And then a 10-foot scissor lift on the bottom, which gives it the full 75 feet.
I kind of like it like a little bent.
Are there feet on the bottom of the truck to just hold it stable?
Yeah, there's four outriggers.
Yeah, but that's only as you know. I mean, what if like under the asphalt, we don't know, there's like a sinkhole?
And all
of a sudden, I go timber.
Here, Kyle, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Well yeah. Is someone going to test fire like do themselves up there?
See, now this has made sitting in the box for 24 hours listening to a horrible song seem like a walk in the park.
Well, yeah, because at least there's no risk of death in there.
I mean, AJ, you get to get out. You get some fresh air.
You get the box.
Get away from the music.
The box is fine.
Oh, no, they're putting headphones on him so he doesn't get away from the music.
Yes, this way you can hear me screaming along to the song.
The hard hats do have earmuffs. So we could put the speakers right in the earmuffs with the blinking light on the top of it. We'll get it all set up for you.
Perfect.
How did this become, let's just torture AJ? Was it simple things for
the
kids?
It's been the whole thing every year.
Yeah, but I mean, this isn't listening to the same song over and over enough?
No. A Naked Man, Ping Pong, and Ozzy Osbourne.
These Jeopardy categories?
What's the connection to Sarah Cody, News 8, and these three things?
She's laughing, but I know that.
Let's start with Ozzy.
Okay.
All right. So my Aussie story is it was maybe 96, 97. I was young, brand new at the NBC station in Boston. They said, can you work Saturday night, interview Ozzy Osbourne? He and his wife are here for a concert, and they're going to donate all the food behind the scenes to a soup kitchen. And that was the crux of the story.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And I actually brought my husband along, who was my boyfriend at the time. It was like a Saturday night. And
how long were you guys going out at that time?
Oh, God. We started dating at Trinity in Hartford. So at that time, 4 years, maybe 3 years.
Okay.
My takeaway was that Sharon spoke for Ozzy.
Oh, yeah. If you want to stand them, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this was before their reality show. I think it was right before. And before she got kind of glammed up and onto the scene. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
But I definitely, as a young journalist, walk away being like, Sharon speaks for Ozzy.
Oh, she runs the show?
She runs the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So she wasn't translating. She was answering.
She was answering. And he would turn to her and say, was that Sharon?
Oh, you know, like,
I'd ask him something he couldn't remember, and Sharon would remember.
And that was in 96, 97.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
It had to have been.
He's consistent.
Right. Yes,
wow,
very
no, it's just
consistent.
Like for so long, he was out of it.
Yep.
That's why he got kicked out of Black Sabbath.
I don't think I knew that at the time when I walked into there, and I was like, oh, this is how that works.
What did you know about Ozzy Osbourne
when
they said you're talking
to him? I mean, I was like a preppy girl from
right,
the birth,
like,
so I didn't know.
Had you heard the name before?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Right. Sure, but not a big music fan of his, for sure.
Did you bless yourself?
You can't run through all of his songs.
Right. No.
Okay, 96, 97. So Randy Rhoads was dead already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Long gone.
Yeah, long gone.
Oh, wow. So was Ozzy's brain.
Right.
Apparently.
Was that around Jakey Lee time?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Or was Zach Wilde in there by that point?
Hey, Phil, did we find that, because the other thing on this list, there's three things on the list. So one is Ozzy, one is the naked guy, and one is ping pong. We'll get to the naked guy in a second.
Yeah, the naked guy's the story.
What's your deal with ping pong?
So I thought I was good at ping pong.
Hold on, we have Sarah Cody right now playing ping pong.
It's like Forrest Gump.
Then she's like walking down a hallway in heels.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I need
the bathroom's over there.
The truth of the matter is that I need to go on to my News 8 bio and perhaps amend that. I thought I was good at ping pong. I'm pretty good at ping pong. I'm a paddle sports person. I play tennis. You know, I play tennis.
Okay.
But I taught my son and I really bonded playing ping pong. And I started teaching him when he was maybe like 10. And when he was maybe like 13, we had these amazing matches.
Oh, so you're like beating him and you're like, I'm good.
I'm like teaching him all I know and we're like loving it. You know, he just went to college. He's 19 now. He kicks my, you know what? I mean, I cannot win a ping pong at all anymore. So he superseded me and proved that I'm not as good as I thought I was.
So the student has become the master.
Precisely.
Right.
Yeah. But I do. I enjoy it.
So you're like Obi-Wan.
That's right. Yeah. Yes,
he's Darth Vader.
We do have a table at home. It still comes out from time to time.
Is there anything on the table? Is there laundry on the table?
No, it's in the garage folded up.
Okay.
But it comes out on special occasions.
Yeah, like Thanksgiving becomes a table.
Yeah, exactly.
We got guests with a tablecloth on a ping pong table.
Sarah Cody News 8 is on. And now tell us about the naked man.
So I...
No ping pong there, huh?
No. That's quite a segue.
If all three of these things, Ozzy, ping pong, and naked man, all were in the same story.
He approached me.
That would be good.
He approached me. I took a paddle, and I kept hitting him. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me.
No, so I studied in Florence. I went to Trinity College right here in Hartford. I decided to study abroad in Florence for my junior fall. And I was not artistic at all, but I thought, I'm in Europe, I'm in Italy, I'm going to take an art class. And I took an art class all by myself, a sculpting class.
Yes.
It was in the quintessential Italian studio. I had to walk sort of down a little alleyway through a gate with ivy. You know, it was just what you would think.
Yeah.
And I walked in and the professor didn't speak any English and I didn't speak very much Italian. And I'm trying to figure out what we're doing in this class where I didn't know anybody. So he sort of points over and I sit down and they give us a sketch pad. And out comes a man and drops his towel and I guess I'm sculpting a Carlo.
Oh, wow. I'm going to make a Carlo.
I'm going to need more clay.
I got that his name was Carlo and I got that I needed to sketch him and then sculpt him. So I did for the semester.
Wow. Right.
And as a person who's not particularly artistic. Sculpting a nude was a challenge.
Right, it looks like a water pump.
That's
the size of a spout over there.
Carlo walked around after. He's like, I felt better about myself coming in. Leaving, not so much now.
What are these over here? Are those grapes?
I'll just say I struggled with proportions. But I was always very proud of Carlo. And when I was carrying him home from Italy on the plane, his leg broke off.
Oh. Yeah.
And as
how'd you hold him?
On like a plank of wood, not how you
there
think.
There was a handle on it.
And his leg broke off. My mother and my sister fixed it for me, surprised me with it. Like, he's always been a thing in my life. But there's a chapter two of Carlo. May I share?
Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
So I told a few people this summer this story. We did a story at an art studio. I told my Carlo story. My son's girlfriend is interested in traveling to Italy. I told her my Carlo story. So he's about to leave for college.
Carlo's become a part
of your
life.
He's like a thing. Yes, he's totally. Yes.
Yeah.
He's my son Sam is about to leave for college. I'm kind of a mess. Like, I'm crying intermittently and just struggling with it. And one of those days, I go down to the basement and I see Carlo. And I'm like, oh, he's up here. And I'm like, I'm going to take him down. I'm going to show him to my son's girlfriend.
There's a coat hanging off of it.
I'm going to show him to my friends. I've told him, you know, about him.
Like my dad.
I start to take Carlo down.
Oh, no.
And I dropped him, and he smashed everywhere.
Oh.
And it was like the Brady Bunch with the slow-mo football at Marshall Stadium.
No!
Carlo! And there was this enormous crash, and I screamed expletives.
Ow, my nose.
And my son and his girlfriend come running, and I was like, I started to cry. I'm like, you're going to college, and I killed Carlo. Like, go. I'll pick him up. And I'm like crying as I'm like sweeping up Carlo.
Right.
And then I go upstairs into the kitchen like 15 minutes later, and my son and his girlfriend are standing there like looking at me. Like,
we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Now.
And then we all just start laughing. I'm like, I murdered Carlo.
Poor Carlo. Your mom thinks he's alive.
No, but we were like, that's a story they're always going to tell. We were leaving for college, and she killed Carlo and sobbed. Like,
and went
and
bananas.
Then laughed. I know.
Your husband was probably relieved.
Yeah.
You know how you marry someone and they got stuff from college?
What do we do with this?
Oh, my God.
Well, we knew
each
other.
That traffic light's
too.
Not going to hang in our living room.
That's true.
We love that traffic light.
My younger son was like, Mom, we can put him back together. I'm like, Ben, he's smashed.
It's
we can't.
Right.
But I still have him on the plank, all the pieces. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's that integral in my life.
You're a weirdo.
That's probably true.
You can't throw Carlo out.
Of course not. I can't do it.
Right. You should just stick the pieces now.
Yeah, he's a Picasso.
Yeah, a Picasso. Exactly.
Right.
Just
right.
get like a flat slate.
Right. It's a Carlo puzzle.
But then one of my best friends, Melissa Cole from Channel 3.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we love her.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She said, I think it's time to go back to Italy and sculpt another Carlo.
Oh, wow.
And I
said,
that's a good idea.
The son of Carlo.
Yeah.
Giancarlo.
No, I say find the original. Find the original.
Oh, my
what
God.
Does it look like
oh,
now?
You wouldn't want to sculpt him now.
That's a different Carlo.
It looks like a pizza now.
We're going to talk about places she should go in Connecticut. I think this is going to be like the Wing Addicts, where you're going to call in a place and they're going to say, I've been there.
Right.
But you might be able to get her on one or two, and then she'll write that down. She does a bit called Destination New England on News 8. It's twice a year.
Yeah.
And it's like all the places you should go.
And I can always use ideas. You kidding me?
Right.
Yeah. Bring them on.
1-877-764-2535. How did you go from being on Fox for so long to over at News 8? How did you make that
The man that we were just talking about, Rich Graziano, who's our GM at 8.
Smart guy.
Yep. Very smart guy. Enthusiastic.
Yeah. Oh.
Was my boss at Fox, and we had a talk, and it was time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like
it was, I had an amazing 18 years at Fox. I grew up there. I went there before I was married, but it was just time in my life. The boys were getting bigger. It was just time for a change.
Right.
And I've had a
and
great 5 years.
And he's a good guy to work for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic, has a vision.
Well, I had lunch with him, and we were just talking about talent, and he's just so into the talent part of it.
Well,
and
look
I love
at
that
our
he,
team.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a team of such a, you know, we were just talking to Jody. We have Dennis now. We have Darren and Ann and Lisa. I mean, we have a really
solid,
professional, solid team.
Yeah. We feel like that here. We're just very blessed.
I was asked to clean up. Well, your night.
All right, so give us some spots in Connecticut we should go visit.
So I was just saying to you, we visited the UTV Tours, Backyard Adventure Tours, up in Litchfield County within the last year. That was really, really unique and really great. You get to kind of just drive your own UTV like crazy out in the woods.
What's a UTV?
It's like an ATV, a little four-wheeled vehicle.
Right.
Going off-road.
Really?
Up muddy embankments, down muddy embankments.
I would totally do that.
It was fun. Backyard Adventures.
What does the U stand for?
Utility?
Utility?
I don't know.
TV?
It's a UTV. Somebody can call in and tell us that
I am not
a car woman, but I'm sure we could find that. Well, ATV is all-terrain vehicle.
Right.
All-terrain vehicle. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
I know, but someone can tell us.
So what did it look like? Was it like a car?
Okay.
Without a frame?
Like a
like a razor. It's kind of like what you have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I have a Polaris Ranger that you put wood in the back. This sounds more like
this is longer.
The Razor.
Yeah, it's longer.
Yeah, so it's two-seater.
Some of them had four seats, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can do two or a four.
I'm looking at their Backyard Adventure UTV Tours right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay,
did they
take it off the ground? Did they do a jump with you?
I did it.
You drove it?
Yeah.
Intentionally?
I drove it. And yeah, I kind of was, for me.
Did you go bananas?
For the story.
All right, yeah.
We pushed it to whatever the max was supposed to be.
They got cool ones like with tracks on them for the snow.
Uh-huh.
With cabs.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, they're so cool. I'm so there.
I've been doing this for a long time, these travel pieces, and that was really unique for our state. And it's fairly new within the last few years. I think he started right before COVID.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Backyard Adventure Tours.
Backyard.
In Canaan, is that where it says it is?
La la la.
Somewhere up there.
Hang on.
You can go to this
Canaan.
Vista and look out over New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut. You see all the three states. It's
neat.
A unique thing to do.
The hours are daily, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
I also brought up you're right here in Milford. I brought up the party boat here in Milford that just debuted last summer from Colin Kaplan. He runs the party bike, the Elm City Party Bike in New Haven, also some of the pizza tours. And
he was part of that pizza movie.
Yes.
It's a love story.
And the party boat is actually a pedal boat.
Yep.
You pedal with your feet.
I'm out.
I saw.
You're out?
I'm out.
You don't have to.
I saw it parked.
I don't want to pedal.
I saw it parked in Milford Marina. Yeah.
You ever go to like Lake Quassipog or one of those places and you see the paddle boats and you say, oh, that looks nice and relaxing. You go out there, you break a sweat 20 feet out.
Right.
Like, let's turn around.
Now I got to return.
It's too much work.
So it also runs by like a big wheel. And you don't have to pedal if you don't want to.
I don't want to pedal.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You can just...
I just want a drink.
It doesn't feel like a party.
You can just have a drink and visit.
Like, when I think of party, I don't go and get on a stationary bike with a beer.
Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Let's dress up, work out in public, and drink.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm going to be one of the people just sitting there. Let the rest of them pedal.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Sarah Cody, News 8 is here. Joe in Stratford, what's your idea? Where should she go?
Hey guys, there's a place in Haddam where you ride the four wheel bicycles.
I've done it, Joe. I've done it. It's amazing.
I've seen that.
It's the rail bikes.
Rail bikes.
Yeah.
Hey, one more quick question for Sarah.
Yeah.
Are you frenemies with Ashley Baylor?
We are besties, not frenemies.
Frenemies.
I sense tension on air.
No. Most people say they love our chemistry on air. I mean, we're a little bit yin and yang.
That's what I mean. There's a little bit of yin and yang. It's fun.
We like the yin and yang.
I kind of sense frenemies though.
No, we're very close. It was her birthday yesterday, and Ashley is amazing.
And you posted.
Of course I did.
If you're frenemies, you don't post her birthday.
Right. No.
You post someone that she doesn't like.
Right. We're different, and we play that up on TV, you know, where she's she's the metal head, and I'm like the preppy mom. You know what I mean? Like, we have fun with that, but we're very close.
Like an odd couple, but different.
This is where you know if you're looking at someone who has talent on television, if they're able to do that little transfer over, coming out of a story over to someone else and do something unique there. Because now you're off script. Then you got some talent.
Yes.
See, just the fact, Joe, that you know them for that back and forth, then that means it's a thing.
Yeah.
So. It is a thing, and I miss it when I'm not working with her because just for that reason, we have a lot of fun in those transitions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, those are moments.
You got to step it up. Like get a little water pistol.
Right.
We've talked to football live on TV.
Start making noise when she's on.
Right, we've done
start
stuff.
Chewing really loud. Also, like eat potato chips.
Ryan Munn does that. Am I allowed to say that on TV? He's doing Sundays now. He's a new young guy on our weather team. Nice guy. He cracks his knuckles while I'm talking, like right next to me. And I'm like, Ryan, no.
Ryan?
Nope.
I'm going to crack your head.
All of a sudden you see a ruler.
This isn't happening, Ryan.
Cross the knuckles.
I can turn my mic off, but I do that constantly.
Oh, really?
It soothes me. It calms me down. I don't
know
why.
Can you do it right now?
Oh, he's
No, I've been doing it all morning.
But it doesn't soothe them. It's not fun
I can
to
get
hear.
I can get the middle one for you.
I heard it. Oh, nails on you talked about a pet peeve in the questionnaire you
there
sent
There you go.
Me.
That was a good one.
Pet peeve.
Oh,
one of them.
Cracking.
He's cracking like corn in there.
Did you write this down on the sheet, knuckle cracking?
No, I didn't. But it just came to me.
Told Phil to store up his knuckle cracking.
Oh, yeah. He's kid popping there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I used to do my neck and someone yelled at me. They were like, do not do that to your neck.
Because one day's going to stay like that.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but Jennifer and I, my wife, will be sitting on the couch. And she'll put her foot on my lap, and I'll pull her toes.
And those get the loudest pop.
They crack. Right?
They get the loudest. Pop, yeah. They pop, go off right. the ceiling. They come back to you.
Right. Do you want to know what? I'm going to the chiropractor right after this appearance at 10 a.m. in Old Lyme.
Have them crack your toes.
I'm going to have some cracking going on back there, right. too.
And then she pulls your finger. Something different happens.
Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Nick in Middlefield.
Hey, I was going to throw out Mill Pond Gatherings for Destination Connecticut for Sarah Cody.
Do you want to know the truth? I have Mill Pond Gatherings in my 8 things to do this weekend roundup just this week. It's ironic you're talking about it because there's a Crafters Care event there.
Amazing experience. I hope you enjoy it.
Holiday craft fair there. Yeah, I've actually never been. So even though it's in my segment, I'll go check it out. Thanks for the suggestion.
Nick, do you work there?
Awesome. No. I live in Northford, and I always grew up. My uncle worked there. It was his first job, and my grandpa ate up there. I thought it was funny as a kid. It's cool seeing it rebuilt, driving by.
Yeah.
It was always a rundown little restaurant.
We took a veteran there who was a top bidder to have dinner with us at our veterans comedy show.
Yep.
And the meal was amazing. And they have cows walking around right there.
Right.
I got to go.
It's almost like a lobster where you picked them.
Right.
Yeah.
The cow's going to pick me.
It's very fresh meat.
Very
Let's just
fresh.
Say that.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling that in. Sarah Cody, News 8, is in studio. Ping pong champion of the world.
Yeah, right. I should say more text coming in. UTV, utility terrain vehicle.
Utility terrain.
Eric was close. But that's the latest.
What was the other one?
Utility task vehicle. That's what Dobrez thought.
That was like a urinary tract something.
Definitely not that.
Way off.
Very different.
Way off.
I'm very grateful it's not that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would look like, but I wouldn't get into that vehicle.
Why would I go there?
We're talking about Sarah Cody. She does these adventures all over the state in New England, and they're really cool to watch.
Yeah.
And we're talking about this place, Backyard Adventures, where she went in a UTV. And went bananas. I'd love to see that video. If you go bananas
at
UTV. Isn't that a cool job?
The police still have it.
You get paid to go there.
People always used to say that to me and Jimmy at Fox 61.
Yeah.
You get paid to do the day trippers? We're like, yeah. And the shoots are amazing. But writing a creative piece is definitely
there is work.
Challenging. Yes.
Yeah. Driving there.
Tough.
Yeah. It's like you're driving. Luckily, it's Connecticut, not Texas.
Right. End of the world, make a left.
You know, driving there and then, doing the whole piece for like a 2.5 minute piece. You're filming for what, an hour or two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever got injured doing one of those?
Yep.
Nice.
That's a decent story. That's why I'm going to the chiropractor today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did you do?
It was those, I forget what they're called, though. The boots that are attached to a jet ski. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you go up.
Yeah.
Attached to a jet ski.
You kind of like come off the water.
You look like Iron Man.
Yeah.
Really?
I forget what they were called. And this was...
like hydro boots, something like that?
Something like that. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not on a jet ski, but they're like air-powered
boots. No. You're attached
boots.
To a jet ski. Right. You're in the boots in the water. You're supposed to steady yourself as they rev the jet ski and you go up.
Right. Yeah. So
I landed on my head. They like shot me up. and I didn't know what I was doing and just came down on my head. And there was video of it. And everybody who loves just me was branches. Like, oh, like, yeah.
I heard a clunk.
I saw it stars. Air? It aired. Yes. And I made, you know, I did the usual day tripper writing where I kind of made fun of myself, but it was not that funny.
You totally tripped on that one.
Yeah, right.
Wow. I fell too.
That was like the only time in my life that I saw stars.
That was
stars.
Like your grape lady moment.
Right.
My what moment?
Your grape lady.
Yeah.
Grape lady,
yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. Look that up.
Okay. Yeah. I will.
Okay.
That poor woman.
So wait,
can you set up that audio?
Yep.
All right. So this woman was doing a live shot at some wine thing.
It had to be a pretty event. Similar
I'm
setup
thinking
to
Lucille
like
Lucille Ball.
It was a wine event. Yeah, exactly.
It was a wine okay. event.
Yeah, they had the crush of feet.
She's on stage.
Looking for fun things to do in the community or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you would be doing.
Right.
Okay. And then she was like, one of the things they're offering to people is like you could do like grape squashing.
Yes.
Right. So you get in the bucket barefoot.
You
half
make wine.
Bucket.
Right.
And so she decides to do it against somebody on the air.
Who works at the venue, yeah.
Who works at the venue on the stage. And she's like, okay, are you ready? And now the television personality cheats because she starts going before the 3-2-1 count is done. And she does it, and she trips out of the barrel.
Oh, my gosh.
Falls off the stage.
Yeah, I mean,
out of the barrel,
totally.
Off the platform.
Yeah, she bounced off the
live
platform.
Live on the air.
Yeah.
Directly on her face.
Yeah, right on the ground. Yeah.
Right on her face.
I need to look up Grape Lady.
Do you have the audio?
It's a lot of fun, a whole day. Stop. Oh, stop. Oh, 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 ow, 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 oh, stop, oh, stop, oh, 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 I can't breathe. Stop.
No. Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No.
I love the desk.
Is that real?
Yes.
100% real.
She made all those noises?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
100%. And they kept the camera. Right. They kept the feed live that whole time.
Like a bad harbor seal.
But I love the guy who says, I think she's actually hurt.
Right. Yeah. No.
You
flies.
Think?
Yeah, no flies on you.
I played it off much better than that.
Yeah. The one, they come
I'll just
back,
say that.
They come back. The other female anchor just goes, youch.
Ouch.
She doesn't know what to do.
What did you land on in your head?
I had a helmet on, and I landed straight on the water at a high velocity and saw birdies flying around my head.
You did your best Carlo impersonation.
Yeah, right. I got through the rest of the shoot.
Can we look that up? Is that online somewhere?
It might be.
Look under accident.
No, it would be
Sarah
if you
Cody.
Googled Fox 61 Sarah Cody and whatever those boots are called. Yeah. Of course, I don't remember because I had a concussion. No,
you landed in your head. You know?
Did you go to the hospital after that shoot?
I didn't. My son recently yelled at me for that. I was like, I had two young boys. I didn't have time. But I did not feel great for a couple of days, and my neck has always been messed up. They think
Ever
I like jammed
then.
It.
Yeah.
Compressed it.
Wow.
Yep. So there are dangers
so
to the day
today.
Today.
Wow. That, how many years ago was that?
10.
Wow.
Yeah.
It still bothers.
Maybe 8.
So when you go there,
it was
you
a while ago.
It like pulls on your head or something? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Separates things in there.
Your neck looks taller today.
Yeah, let's just pull on your head.
Your neck looks taller today.
It shows damage. Like we did x-rays. It shows damage from an injury.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's a
You wouldn't think water would do that.
It was a tough.
High impact.
It was tough. Yeah.
That was fast. Because that thing, that was. So she goes up. And then the boots come out from underneath her and then launch her down into the water.
Blammo.
Like Iron Man. Oh,
dear. I think she's actually hurt.
No.
Kind of like when Iron Man landed on the car in his place.
I couldn't do it. The rest of the shoot, I had such like wobbly legs. And
really?
Yeah, I was like, it was tough.
Oh, well, that's scary.
Oh, yes, it was a head and 2 feet.
Did they leave in your reaction right after you came out of the water? Like,
I mean, the whole piece was basically how I couldn't do it. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's seeing now. I want to see that one.
I don't see what she said.
I got to look. I'll find it.
What does Baba Dabo do mean?
You okay, Sarah?
Baba Dabo.
And in conclusion, since Rob was
back
to you, sooner or now.
At least it wasn't live like the Grape Lady.
I split my helmet.
Sarah Cody, News 8. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Guy arrested for watching porn in his car has a crazy name. You need one more piece of information here.
Yes.
And that's his name.
Hey, the only problem is you can't say his name on the air.
You cannot say his name on the air.
Nope. Just think of it phonetically. It's an act.
I wonder if I could spell. I guess not. It's PH. Starts with a PH.
Right.
Then there's a letter. Then
right.
There's a C.
Right. No. So it's it makes a fa sound at first. Right. Just think of something in traffic cut you
fennel.
Off.
Fennel. Oh, no.
Exactly. You have fennel you with person. Exactly, Phil.
And his last name is Q.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a hard name to have.
Like Quackenbush? Like right? That kind of a Q?
Quackenbush.
Like every time someone's in an argument, you think they're calling you. What?
That is a problem through life.
Right. You're in a bad area. Like, why does somebody keep saying my
name? Can you imagine being in a traffic situation and someone yells your name at you and you just say, what?
What?
F you.
What? It gets kind of confusing after a while.
Yeah.
Man.
Great important name, though.
58 years old.
Well, so 58 years dealing with his name.
He was enjoying a nice afternoon in his Honda Civic watching some pornography.
Oh, okay. See?
Watching porn in the car. Right. And it just seems...
not very civic.
Weird.
Yes.
I'm with AJ. I think getting teased your entire life about it's like, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, I'm going to unwind in the back of my Civic.
Make your jokes.
Right. Ha ha.
I don't care anymore.
Just seems weird to be in your car.
Right. Well.
So you have to leave with the DVD player and the DVD and say, you know?
Right.
I'm going to enjoy a nice afternoon.
Right.
With some porn in my car.
In my back seat. Yeah. I'm gonna.
It's like, why don't I just do this at home and then I'll go out and do what I'm doing in my car.
I'm going back to my car. I'm going to perform my name.
I'm a performance artist.
No, perform my name.
What's your name?
What do you think?
No, I know what you're doing, but what's your name? I get kind of confusing. I can see that.
Maybe that's how we got arrested.
Right. Right. He said his name.
That is funny.
Yep. Sir, can you tell me your name? All right. With me, pal.
That's it. Yeah. But no. Blank, blank, blank. You want to change your name?
That, you know, the parents on that one, they could have helped.
Yeah. Or they changed his last name to him. Actually, it's off. Now it's off.
What's happening?
Right.
With the last name you could do a lot with that.
You could.
C?
Right. C U. Yeah, right. You. Mm. Touch you? No, we're going back to the original thing. Yeah, maybe there's no help at all.
Could have been P.
Right, maybe from now on, P U. That's awesome, right?
P U.
Right, P U.
He could be a politician.
Right.
Name himself Bill.
Right, Bill U.
Bill U.
Right, right. Or a doctor. Bill U, still, same name.
In would be a tough name to have.
Yeah. In.
Yeah.
In you? Oh.
Did it take you that long to figure it out?
I'm just over here, like, trying not to talk about it.
I'm just trying to think of other names at the same time. Like, I'm like half listening. So I'm like, oh, I want a good one.
He's half listening.
He could be a comedian. Become Josh.
That's great.
Oh.
What does that make, AJ?
Josh, you.
Thank
Yay!
You. He's not half listening.
You were good three jokes ago. That was PU.
Hey, JJ.
That was PU.
Hey, JJ.
Yes.
JJ.
At least I was able to listen and make jokes.
Shots are fired.
Listen to that
right
one.
Now.
Right.
It's all right. AJ's stressed. He's going in a box tomorrow.
You'll be in a box this time tomorrow.
I know.
I love box.
Your mind has gone.
Maybe we'll do something on that tomorrow.
Poor AJ.
Before you go in the box. Just bad names.
Bad names, okay. Yeah. Okay.
We had a friend in high school named O-Stop.
O-Stop?
And we always thought, if their parents were doing stuff.
Right, O-Stop.
Wow, imagine if they got together with this guy.
Right.
F-U, O-Stop. O-Stop.
Right.
O-Stop, O-Stop, O-Stop.
Right.
It'd be tough when you're having sex if they're saying your name. Like, oh, why? Why? No.
What?
You.
What?
You stop.
Every time we do this, a friend of mine calls up. His last name is Johnson, and his uncle's name was Harry.
Yeah. Harry Johnson, yeah. That's a great name to have.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
If right. he's cool, he no, made it work.
Cool name in the 70s.
Yeah. He made it work.
Now,
yeah.
what if you're probably an Asian American, you know, like Union, and your name's Tiny?
It's not cool anymore to have a Harry Johnson. Right.
Tiny Johnson.
Tiny. Okay.
Can't get any dates.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.